It's the Conway and Steckler Show on 97.1 from Talk Station. Two guys on with us. We've got Ken and Ted as well. Ken Sexton and Ted McDonald. They're from runningbarefoot.org. Hey, fellas.
Howdy.
Hey. Hey, guys.
Hey. How are you guys?
Hanging in there.
All right.
I'm good.
How long have you guys been running barefoot?
Well, I think Ken should talk first, since he's been running barefoot since I think he was born.
Really?
You've never. When's the last time you had a pair of shoes on, Ken?
Actually, I just tried out a pair of Nikes that they sent me to evaluate, but I wore them for about half a mile, and then I said, here, you can have them back.
All right. But aren't the bottom of your feet, I mean, aren't they essentially like the bottom of a tennis shoe or a, you know, a work shoe now? Aren't they as hard as hell?
Not at all, actually. Everybody always asks me to see the bottom of my feet, and they're either surprised they're not all beat up or cut up, or they're surprised at how soft they are.
And see, you run the marathon. You ran the marathon this past weekend barefoot?
Yes, I did.
Jesus Christ. Yes. Around the streets of L.A., huh?
Yeah.
Well, you must have... there's so much different terrain on, you know, the 26 something miles of a marathon. You walk, there's asphalt, there's concrete, there's loose stones, there's glass, there's debris. How do your feet stand up to that?
Actually, it's stimulating. It's a lot of fun being able to feel the different textures and surfaces.
When's the last time you cut one of your pins open and ended up in the hospital?
The last injury on my foot happened in the shower.
Well, you know, fellas, even though, let's say we get past the sort of the exoticness of being able to put up with, the, you know, multiple tetanus shots every year, cuts, punctures, scrapes, infections, all of that. Let's throw that on the back burner. What about your joints? What about your knee joints? I mean, even if you haven't had an injury, most doctors say that running on concrete for 26 miles is not very, you know, flattering to your knees or other joints.
Here's the big difference between the sole of my foot and the sole of a sneaker.
Right.
I have nerves in the bottom of my feet. They tell me if I'm landing too hard.
Oh,
your shoes don't tell you that, and therefore you run with no sense, and so you're running senselessly, essentially.
All right.
And what happened in the shower? How'd you cut that foot open?
I dropped a steam cleaner on it.
Ouch. So you burned yourself?
No, I was just renting out the steam cleaner bucket after cleaning the carpet.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Now
it's on the top of my foot, actually.
So, do you wear shoes to work?
No,
you don't.
No.
What kind of work do you do?
I work at the university in Long Beach.
And they allow you to do that, huh?
Yes. It depends on what department you're in. I work on computers, and so
that's interesting.
Jesus.
And now, who got you guys into this? Was it like your dad, a family friend, or did you discover it on your own and committed to it?
My mother was a farmer's daughter,
mm-hmm.
And I'm rich, so, you know, it's like, don't get your shoes dirty. It wasn't, put your shoes on, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, you don't have to be rich to have shoes.
Yeah, they're kind of affordable nowadays, I mean.
Well, yeah, but I was born in 1955, so.
Okay.
All right, now, is this the...
In northern Michigan.
Ken, are you the big bearded guy?
I am.
You are, okay. So
I'm a bearded guy, yeah.
So the logo is based on you then, huh?
Yeah, that's a self-portrait.
Yeah, if you look at this, go to runningbarefoot.org, and you can see this guy. He's got a big, sort of like a gray and black beard, and he's running barefoot, man. What's the next move? Into a cave?
Well, I'm figuring the beard's going to get even more gray, and I'll just become Santa Claus.
You must catch a lot of crap from people, though.
How do you, you know...
I avoid stepping in that.
Runningbarefoot.org, this website, you know, explains running barefoot and encourages it. How do you get people past the fear factor, people that have been wearing, you know, have been shod all their lives when they know what the streets are like? I mean, it runs really contrary to the conventional wisdom.
Absolutely, it does. Conventional wisdom is convenient for the people selling shoes. But to get them past it, well, I run past them, and I look at how they're walking. Like Sunday, I saw one guy limping along, and I could tell right away because I ran my first marathon in shoes.
That was probably Jason Sulaco, the guy who was limping along.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, that was you. My first marathon in shoes, and I had blisters all over my feet from the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't occur to me to run barefoot on pavement then because I had not seen anyone else doing it. There was no internet. This was in 87.
Right.
And I saw the guy, and I said, hey, I bet you got blisters on your feet from your shoes.
Ken,
but he was too tired to bend over to take them off.
Hi, Ken Saxon is with us, also Ted McDonald from runningbarefoot.org. These guys don't wear shoes ever. And when, you know, before Nike sent you that pair of shoes and you tried on, when's the last time you've had a pair of shoes on?
1998 was the last time I ran with shoes. I actually wear flip-flops and stuff to get on airplanes and things like that.
They won't let you on barefoot on a plane.
It depends on the airline.
What airlines let you on barefoot?
Don't know, but a couple guys flew down here from San Francisco once, and they were barefoot all the way down.
Yeah. Well, do you get frequent toe jam miles?
You don't get toe jam. That stuff all grows inside.
I imagine.
Shoes.
Yeah, I imagine.
Where it's
exactly.
All dark and warm and sweaty.
Right.
I was going to mention that you were talking about the surf and stuff and the dirt.
Right.
That's all because people are now wearing shoes along the beach, and the water's washing up on the shoes, and it's washing the cramp off the bottom of their shoes and out from the inside of the shoes.
Interesting.
That's not true.
Because people
happens
used
to be an interesting theory,
the beach,
but
people used to run barefoot along the beach. Now they're wearing shoes, and you know, but they got all this fungus inside them.
But you know, Ken, if you have no shoes, I mean, there are very few cities that you can actually live in. Then, right? I mean, you can't live in Chicago, especially in the winter, where if you're going to be a shoeless Joe here.
Yeah, what do you do when you go to cold climates or whatever for holiday?
Yeah. I avoid those climates. I grew up in northern Michigan, and I moved out here.
Marquette,
a lot
where'd you
of
grow
reason
up?
Was,
Traverse City?
Exactly.
Really?
Is that right?
I was 15 miles south of there.
Wow.
I went to school in Traverse City High School.
And were you into drugs at some point?
I might have smoked a little dope maybe once a month for about a year.
All right, no, I understand.
But there's really the explanation.
I understand those answers.
Yeah, but I didn't inhale.
All right. Hey, dude, so when you run this marathon barefoot, what is your best time?
3:18 is my best time, not in L.A. It was the Huntington Beach one.
3:18?
Yeah.
That's sensational.
Yeah, I don't run twice that slow Sunday.
Oh, I see. Really?
I ran with my wife and another guy.
What's the worst injury you've encountered from running barefoot? And I trust you to be candid.
My first barefoot marathon actually was a trail marathon, and it was up in northern Napa Valley, actually. And I was running on mountain trails and through these stream crossings and things. My feet were actually numb because the water was icy cold from snow melt in April.
Oh,
have you gotten frostbite?
No, I've never had frostbite. A guy in Missouri's been running this winter, and he got a little bit from running 2 days in a row barefoot and cold.
Hey, did your wife know that you were Mr. Barefoot before she married you?
I've always been Mr. Barefoot, but I didn't have a website when she married me.
Now, Ken, I'm kind of curious. The L.A. Marathon and others are frequently won. And the best times go to gentlemen from African countries that run barefoot in Africa. It's one thing to be running across, flattened grass and banana, but when they come over here, they wear shoes.
Well,
how do we explain that?
Well, sponsors.
Oh, I see. Well, they can always sponsor.
They get free shoes.
Yeah, but they could sponsor the clothes and the.
But they wouldn't give that up if they were running better in their bare feet.
These guys wouldn't even be running in these races if they didn't have sponsorship.
That's right.
Where are they getting their money?
That's true.
And it's a lot of money in Africa, the money they get, let me tell you.
Does anybody sponsor you?
Cliff Bar gave us some shirts and some Cliff Bars and stuff.
No,
okay.
Thank you very much.
I like those Cliff Bars.
Yeah, so you just have 89 cents worth of sponsors.
Yeah, the other important thing to keep in mind with the African runners and all the great distance runners who are, in the elites, they're not wearing these orthotic boots that, the big giant padded things. They're wearing those little shoes they can get because their style, the way they run, and that's what barefooting sort of, you have to sort of find the right way to run, and Ken can go into that, but that's what the real trick is. It's the shoe isn't going to protect you if you're not running correctly.
Right. Hey, where are these African women? How come the African guys are so good at running?
There are actually a lot of really good African winners.
Yeah, third place was an African Kenyan.
The difference is the society there isn't as women-friendly.
Right.
The liberated.
Right.
Fellas, maybe, I mean, that's why we see so many Russian women running well.
Yeah, and Crane, in the case of the winner this year, a very cranky Russian woman. Now, fellas, what maybe you'd be kind enough to share the most dangerous thing you've ever done while being barefoot.
Are you mountain climbing?
Yeah.
I do woodworking with a power saw.
Wow. It seems like an odd thing. You seem like, you know, a decent guy and all, but just to be out there running.
I'm sure
you're an a-hole like we are. But it really is, it's amazing. If you look at these pictures, it's worth going into. It's a free site. You can go to runningbarefoot.com, B-A-R-E, for all you guys who went to...
Dot org.
B-A-R-E. F-O-O-T.
I guess I'm biased.
L-A-U-S-D-ers.
I'm biased because I like shoes. And yeah. I guess I always have.
The moment I get out of bed, I put shoes on, and they're on my feet until I go to sleep. And occasionally I'll sleep with them on. I love shoes.
Yeah. Have you ever run a marathon?
I've never. I can't remember the last time I ran anywhere.
I was able to run up to, 15, 17 miles or so with no problems with shoes on back when I was training for my first marathon.
And so you're better without shoes.
At that marathon, when my first marathon, when I got to mile 20 is when the blisters started kicking in.
Interesting.
The longer you run, the more damage the shoes are going to do to you.
All right, Mr. Barefoot is with us, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to say hello to this guy, perhaps ask him a question or two. He is completely against shoes. His name is Ken Saxton, and also Ted McDonald is with us. How about when you go to restaurants? What's the deal there? Do you have to throw some skids on?
I don't go to that many restaurants, and there's a lot of them down here by the beach that you can go in. And I'm vegan, so restaurants don't really have anything that's nutritious to speak of anyway.
Well, you said you don't go to Chicago or Vancouver because you say you avoid cold places. You say that you don't go out to eat very much. This does seem to be kind of a claustrophobic life you've created in terms of like opportunities for the exposed toes.
Well, I run to work and back, and I run down to the pier and back. I run up in the mountains, and and winter's a short season. Really.
Right, that's true.
I was in Michigan last year.
You might be the only guy that we've ever had on the air who it truly is, could be like an authentic, 100% genuine vegan. I mean, without shoes. I mean, a lot of these people who say they're vegans, they've got a leather jacket on, they've got the tennis shoes on. But you're really going for it, man.
Pants, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing is that during the marathon, I wanted a frozen fruit bar, and they did have some dairy in them, and
You ate it anyway?
Yeah.
Oh, how dare you!
Cold.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, good.
How dare you, dude? You were my hero
It was accidental. This guy's committed.
I won't be buying those fruit bars again.
Right. I just think it's, when I was a kid, it was fun going barefoot outdoors, but of course, mom always kills that by, put some shoes on. And I remember that was fun, but I also remember stepping on things, getting slivers in my feet, getting a nail in my foot one time, in the tetanus shots. That's why you can understand, guys, why this is kind of a hard sell. Not just to me. I think a lot of people are inhibited about this.
Oh, sure. Well, I've stepped on nails like 3 times in my life that have punctured my feet. 2 of those times I had shoes on.
Yeah, same here.
That's true.
I mean, you're less careful when you have shoes on. You're not going to react as quickly.
Do you guys find yourselves looking down at the ground a lot if you're in territory?
We scan ahead.
Okay.
And it's kind of interesting because it keeps you more alert. You're more alive, you're more awake, you're more
stimulated. Hey, Ken, how old a gentleman are you?
I'll be 50 this July.
Oh, is that right? Oh, you look like you're in decent shape. When's the last time you had a steak or a piece of meat?
About 91.
Oh, that's not bad. Right around the first Gulf War, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. That's it.
We have something in common. That's the last time I had a vegetable.
All right, there you go. Well, everything balances out. You eat less vegetables, and I have to eat more.
Yeah.
Right. some people lose hair, another one grows it.
Hey, guys.
Jason Solanco has a question for you. Here
Well, I was just going to say with these guys, one reason not to do this thing barefoot is that, you know, after about mile 20, you just want to, you can't even turn your head. Like, you can't talk. It's really tough. The thing is, you got jerks like me coming along asking about the feet for 26.2 miles. And don't you get tired of, you know, I'm the guy who has to sniff your feet. I don't know if it was Ken or Ted. One of those guys, I sniffed their feet because I wanted to see if they stunk.
Did you smell them?
Yeah, they smell great.
Wait, smelled their feet after the race?
Yeah, I think it was like around mile probably 17 or 18.
Yeah, don't do that with a shod foot, though, after a race. That might, you might drop.
Yeah, you know what? I tell you something. We have the wrong guest on tonight. We should have Vince Solanco. What are you doing at the
you're
at
obsessed
the marathon
with smells.
Smelling people's
well,
feet?
Well, you get a little punch drunk after a while on this thing.
Were you on Vicodin?
No. I was just on fruit bars and Gatorade, you know, and a lot of
cocktail.
Yeah. The feet smell good. Like, it was not bad at all.
Hey, Ken, no fungus. Could that have been the first guy at the marathon has ever asked to smell your feet?
That must have been one of the other eight runners. We had eight barefooters.
Yeah, it wasn't me, so.
Oh, it wasn't you. Okay. All right. And how close did you get to that foot in Solanco?
I just put my nose probably half an inch from it.
By the way, Jason usually has to throw money at that problem when he wants to smell other people's feet.
It was at a water break, so I didn't slow him down at all.
I do get a lot of requests on the website for more pictures of the bottoms of my feet, and people want to lick them and stuff.
Yikes.
Mm. Yow.
Not me.
No, I don't like that.
I'm not that guy. Let's talk to Joseph here in L.A. You're on with the barefoot guys.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
You know, I'm actually calling from school here, and I heard this guy works at one of these local schools. You know, the problem I have when I go to these bathrooms is these guys end up urinating all over the damn stalls, all over the ground. There's urine. Yeah. And
Do you work here at the station?
You must be in the media or radio department before you go to school.
Well, yeah, anywhere pretty much. So I got to pull up my pants just to make sure I don't get urine on it. I want to know how these guys go about going to the bathroom.
Great question, man.
Yeah, you got to know where the good bathrooms are.
Oh, I see. All right, so you don't just go.
Yeah, when I did my road trip last summer, I definitely was. By the end of it, I was definitely taking the flip flops.
You know who's a big barefooter is that Britney Spears.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a picture of her coming out of a gas station bathroom with no shoes on.
If you don't have any holes in your feet, you're okay most of the time.
Fellas, do you ever
wash them once in a while?
You know,
the most toxic environment you can put your feet in is a shoe.
Is it? That's another hard sell for me. But fellas,
you're talking to a guy who has 150 pairs of shoes.
Yeah, I'm crazy about shoes. Guys, it must be frustrating because you're accomplished in other arenas. I mean, this barefoot business is just part of your lifestyle, but it's not your life or your career. But it must be what people lead with when you meet new people.
Yeah,
so don't you get tired of that as being kind of the focus of new friends or relationships?
I haven't yet, but, you know, I'm trying to figure out a way, as far as the business and stuff like that, I'm trying to figure out a way to get a commission on, like, 10 cents every time somebody runs a mile barefoot, you know?
Okay.
Is there any money in this game?
No.
All right. All right, hold on a sec, fellas. We got to take a break here. We're on with Ken Saxton and Ted McDonald, runningbarefoot.org. Runningbarefoot.org. I got a question for these chaps. They hate the shoes. This one guy hasn't had a pair of shoes on since 1991.
Wow.
No, that's when he became a vegan. It's Conway and Steckler on 97.1 The FM Talk Station.
They came. They saw. They drank. They forgot what they said, though.
You have no idea what it is, dude.
Good God, I wouldn't know that.
I really don't know.
They're Conway and Steckler on 97.1, the FM talk station.
It's the Conway and Steckler show on 97.1, the FM talk station. We have the guys from Barefoot, runningbarefoot.org, runningbarefoot.org. Ken and Ted are with us. Nice to have you guys on.
Hey, fellas.
Howdy.
And hey. It looks like, you according to your website, I mean, there are a lot of people into this. And do you guys meet every once in a while? You have barefoot parties? Or
Actually, I've only met Ted about three or four times. We met at his house once and at Carlsbad 5,000 once in the Nautilus, the LA Marathon.
In the last year, yeah.
Oh, so Santa Clarita, too. Yeah.
It's usually at marathons or other running events that you guys run into other like-minded people.
Yeah, none of us are like-minded, but yeah. Right. Actually, there's one guy that lives in Long Beach. In fact, I think he's listening now. Hey, Todd. Anyway, he's probably the one that's, him and I are probably the two that are geographically closest to each other.
How many people are signed up or part of this Barefoot organization?
Well, with the only real organization is actually our discussion group, which is the email group. We have a little over 500 people now.
And what are the discussions? Hey, are you wearing shoes?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Do you have franchises in Florida or other, warm climates?
I mean,
other enthusiasts, or is this like a more of a Southern California phenomenon?
No, the 500 people are all over the world. People in England, Russia, Australia, New Zealand, Alaska, Canada.
Well, Ken, you must be doing something right, man. I'm looking at a picture. That's your wife running barefoot on the beach?
Yeah.
Wow, it's pretty hot.
She's got a black belt.
She's much younger than you, too.
She's actually only a year and a half younger.
Really? Yeah. And she's a black belt?
Yeah.
Could she kick your ass?
When she first started taking classes and she was dreaming about, you know, the lessons, she was kicking my ass every night.
Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah, I understand that. I don't think I think I'd be very nervous, you know, being married to a woman who could kick my ass.
My ex-wife had a Gucci belt and she could whip my ass.
There you go.
But if you were to like cheat on your wife or she got pissed at you for some reason, yeah, and she could kick your ass, you know how embarrassing that would be to your friends?
But I can outrun her, though.
Yeah, but you would never tell anybody. You'd never tell your friends that your wife kicked your ass. You'd always make it, you know, like, I fell off a step ladder or, you know.
Yeah, but I can outrun her.
Yeah.
Okay.
She has to catch me first.
All right, let's talk to Amy here in Los Angeles. You're on with the Barefoot Dudes.
Hello?
Hey.
Amy,
hi.
Go ahead.
Okay. Do people step on your feet a lot?
Actually, you know, it's funny because I think more people stepped on my shoes than my feet. They're actually more careful. And besides, your toes are pointing forward. If you're running a race, everybody else is picking up their feet and putting them down in front of them. Not the only time they actually would step on my toes is if they turn real sharp as soon as they pass me.
Hey, Amy, how old are you? It sounds like a 14 or 15-year-old question. How old are you?
I'm 15.
Oh, geez, you are. I didn't know that.
It's okay. An important question, though. Makes sense to me. I'd be worried about that.
I think Michelle Deckers used to run barefoot.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and she said as long as she's in front of everybody, nobody steps on her toes.
Guys, I'm kind of curious, Amy, stay with us because we want a female point of view on this. Now, are there more guys that are into this than there are women into barefoot running?
There's just, in general, with running, there's more guys.
Yeah, I know, but girls are generally more into shoes than guys are.
Yeah. We actually have quite a few women recently joining up our email group. In fact, there was one out of 8-kilometer race in Brea a couple of weeks ago that I got pictures of.
Hey, did your wife? Is your wife a vegan too?
She's vegetarian.
Oh. Yeah.
Mostly vegan.
I understand. All right, Amy, you a vegan or vegetarian?
No, I don't eat pig though.
No, you gotta start eating pig.